This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose. And in this episode, we've all decided it's time to stop being fat. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to do this. First of all, let's go back and analyze what we've learned so far. I've got an email from a listener who said, John, you're repeating yourself too much. You're saying the same thing. I said, no, that's not true. I'm not saying it enough. Because people don't understand, they haven't heard what I'm saying before. Everybody has been giving them a great deal of misinformation. Here's exactly what we're going to do. You are going to eliminate the factors that have caused you to become fat and is causing you to remain fat. You are going to have complete control over what you want to weigh, and believe it or not, you're going to be able to choose what you want to weigh. Now, before you can do that, you have to understand the problem. And this is not simply about losing weight. Actually, this is not about losing weight at all. Let's go over a few things that you already know and we've learned. One, you didn't want to be fat. You never, ever wanted to be fat. You wanted to weigh less. You wanted to weigh what you used to weigh. You were happy weighing that, but the fact is, and please listen to this carefully, you made yourself fat. Nobody made you fat, you did it all by yourself. Seems crazy, doesn't it? You made yourself fat, you made yourself unhappy, and you did it all by yourself. You also knew you were getting fat. You could tell, it wasn't a secret, wasn't a military secret, wasn't a CIA secret. You knew your clothes didn't fit, you knew you were gaining weight, but you kept eating enough food to ensure and guarantee that you were going to be fat. Now, why would you do this? You did it because there was factors more important to you to cause you to put food in your mouth than you continue weighing less. Fundamentally, that's it. There were things more important to you that caused you to continue to put enough food in your mouth, or you call it eating, to ensure that you're going to be fat. It is a self-inflicted injury. Nobody made you do it. You did it to yourself. You didn't want to be fat, you knew you'd be unhappy, you knew you were jeopardizing your health, but you did it anyway. Now this is important. People called you lazy, people said you were a glutton, people said, what are you getting fat for? You're damaging your health, you're hurting yourself, and you did it anyway. The fact is, you didn't have a choice, you couldn't stop it. People may think this is a cop-out, excuse, it's not. Really don't blame yourself. Everybody wants to blame you. Everybody wants to blame everybody. The experts, there are no real experts, of course, all want to blame the food. They say it's the food's fault. It's the food's fault. Nonsense. The experts don't understand. They don't have a clue. Actually, there are no experts. You are the only experts about your weight because you are the only one who knows why you made yourself fat. Let's look at it again. Logically, you didn't want to be fat, but something made you do it. And what I will tell you, what made you do it is an emotional need that you try to satisfy with food. Your weight, your fat, the fact that you're fat, is a result of all that eating. Your weight is not your problem. Your weight is a symptom of the problem. Your weight is a symptom of the emotional factors that cause you to eat all that food and to make yourself fat. Now, people want to sell you things to cause you to lose weight. They are tinkering with the symptom. The symptom is your weight. You can tinker with the symptom all you want, but it's going to come back, and that's why you can't lose weight. We'll come to that in a few minutes. Now, go with me on this one. You cannot eliminate the symptom without eliminating the factors that cause you to make yourself fat. Just like when you have a medical or dental problem, you know you go to the dentist or the doctor to eliminate the problem. You don't just ask for pain medicine. You might ask for pain medicine because the pain's unbearable, but you know pain medicine is not going to stop the problem. Why would you ever think that taking your weight down, if you could maintain it lower, which you can't, would solve the problem? It is the same thing. Your weight is a symptom. You do not have a weight problem. You have a problem satisfying your emotional needs. Let's talk about dieting. Dieting alone has proven to be a colossal waste of time and money. If you've been on a lot of diets, you probably spent a fortune, keeping in mind that weight loss, which is, I think, a misnomer, is a $40 billion a year business, and it is 97% ineffective. Roughly 97% of everybody who goes on any diet eventually regains all the weight they thought they'd lost. The diet and exercise crowd, which is what I call the experts, is all wrong. They tell you, you must diet and you must exercise. I say, that's nonsense. You wouldn't have gotten fat if you were able to do those things. First of all, not everybody's going to exercise. Are they really suggesting that if you're disabled or you can't exercise vigorously, that you're doomed to remain fat? That's nonsense. It's idiocy. They don't understand the problem. Now, you know that diet and exercise aren't going to work for you. Why? Because you're still fat. I have one of my listeners who emailed me, who has tried every diet in the world and spent a great deal of money on it. He says, my money's all gone and I'm still fat. Now, people are having their stomachs surgically removed or tied off to stop themselves from eating food. Now, think of what that does. They can't stop eating all the food. No matter what they've done, they can't stop it. So they're making it physically impossible for them to put the food in their system. If they were able to have stopped eating or putting the wrong kinds of foods in their mouth, they never would have had the problem to begin with. But having your stomach eliminated or surgically cut off from your digestive tract is not the way to go. For those people who had to do it, fine, but they didn't have to do that. All they had to do is learn how to eliminate the emotional needs, the emotional problems that were causing them to put all the food in the mouth. You know, the craziest thing of all is that everyone knows exactly what to do to weigh less permanently. There's no question about it. Everybody knows what to do. All you have to do is eat less or put different foods in your mouth, and voila, it's all over. It's gone, and then you're happy. So what's the problem? It's a remarkable thing where you have an illness, a disease, whatever you want to call it. Everybody knows exactly what to do to stop it, and they can't do it. So what is keeping them there? All you have to do is eat differently, eat less, and no one can do it. As a matter of fact, you probably lost weight from time to time. You may have been down 20 or 30 pounds, and lo and behold, you gain it back on purpose, intentionally, maybe not consciously, but it was done intentionally. You knew you were gaining the weight back, and you did it anyway. You could not remain at a lower weight, even though you were happier there. All you wanted to say to yourself is, boy, am I happy? I'm down 20 or 30 pounds. I'm going to go pack it in. I'm going to get pizza or chicken or ice cream or chocolate cake or whatever it is that made you fat. And you're going to go back exactly to where you were before, or maybe a few pounds more. Now, isn't gaining the weight back just a crazy thing to do? Look at it realistically. You went on a diet of some kind. You deprived yourself of food you really wanted to eat. You lost all that weight, and then you gained it back. It's the same reason that you made yourself fat in the first place. You really couldn't help it. You are frustrated and unhappy, but we're going to solve all that. And here's what we're going to do. First, you have to understand the real problem. It's time to make your weight problem go away so you can stop being fat. Now, this is very important. We are not going to do it by losing weight. Forget that. Weight is just a symptom. Once we eliminate the cause of why you had to eat all that food, you will weigh less and be able to control your weight and weigh exactly what you want to be. The people say, I can't lose weight. That's the wrong question. The question is, why are you eating enough food to maintain yourself at a fat weight? You're fat, and you're staying there on purpose. So losing weight is not the question. The question is, why are you keeping yourself fat? You don't want to admit this. You want to deny that you're eating for emotional reasons. You want to say you're really unhappy weighing 200, 300, 400 pounds, whatever it is. Intellectually, I'm sure you're very unhappy. The reality is that you are emotionally comfortable at that weight. You are keeping yourself fat. Nobody wants to believe this, but it's true. Now, you just don't want to lose weight. You want to eliminate the factors that have caused you to gain weight and the same factors that are causing you to remain fat, and that's what we're going to do. I will tell you up front, there's no diets. There's no eating programs. There's no meeting to go to. And nobody wants any money from you. We don't want any money. Not a penny. We're doing this because hundreds of millions of people around the world are fat. More are going to get fat. And in our view, no one is doing anything intelligent about it. But you will see as we go through the episodes in the future that you will be able to eliminate the cause of why you're fat. Not just the weight. Keep in mind, that's a symptom. We have to eliminate the disease, and that's exactly what we're going to do. This is John Thomas. I look forward to my next episode with you. Thank you.